This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly three dozen trucks entered Gaza in the largest aid convoy since the war between Israel and Hamas began. But humanitarian workers say the assistance still falls desperately short of needs after thousands of people broke into warehouses seeking food. Meanwhile, the Gaza Health Ministry says the death toll among Palestinians passed 8,000 as Israeli tanks and ignited by Hamas and the brutal October 7th incursion. The toll is without precedent in decades of Israeli-Palestinian violence. Over 1,400 people have died on the Israeli side. Many civilians. Hundreds of people stormed into the main airport in Russia's Dagestan region and onto the landing field seeking passengers arriving from Tel Aviv. Israel, according to Russia news agencies and social media postings, Russian news reports say the crowd surrounded the airliner, which belonged to Russian carrier Air Wings. A video on social media showed some in the crowd waving Palestinian flags and others trying to overturn a police car. Anti-Semitic slogans were heard being shouted by the crowd. And the Dagestan Ministry of Health says more than 20 people were injured, with two in critical condition. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Mexican authorities have raised the death toll to 48 from Hurricane Otis, days after the fierce Category 5 storm struck the country's southern Pacific coast in the tourist city of Acapulco. Mexico's Civil Defense Agency said Sunday that 43 of the dead were found in Acapulco and 5 in a nearby community. A local governor had earlier in the day raised the number of missing to 36 from 10 a day earlier. Otis roared ashore early Wednesday with devastating 165-mile-per-hour winds after strengthening rapidly. Families on Sunday were burying the dead and still searching for essentials as soldiers and volunteers cleared debris-filled streets. More than 1,000 people gathered for an evening vigil to remember those killed and wounded in Maine's worst mass shooting. The names of the 18 people who were killed were read aloud at some open fire. But he had vowed that the community is bigger than a tragedy and will emerge stronger. The federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case in Washington has reimposed a narrow gag order, barring him from making public comments targeting prosecutors, court staff, and potential witnesses. The U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan had temporarily lifted the gag order as she considered the former president's request to keep it on hold while he challenges the restrictions on his speech in higher courts. Chutkan agreed to reinstate the order after prosecutors cited Trump's recent social media comments about his former chief of staff.
Trump's lawyers have said that they will seek an emergency stay of order from the U.S. District Court of Appeals.
King Charles III wants to look to the future when his four-day state visit to Kenya starts on Tuesday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.